Now who's making the princess uncomfortable, Déguisé? Faust teased. It was true. Danae had averted her modest eyes from the lovers' kisses, filling her gaze instead with her husband, who sat beside her on their couch, and her brother, who lay sparkling across the couple's laps, naked as God intended. Golden Ganymede was stretched out on his side, his head nestled against the pillow of his sister's breasts, with his lower parts in Ando's lap, so the director's idle hands could enjoy the Duke's flawless buttocks. Ganymede's back is his more dangerous side, I think, the golden mane trailing down his spine as soft as sunlight, since that back could be either a man's or woman's, so practically no spectator is immune. There is no incongruity, reader, in bashful Danae averting her eyes from kisses to feast on her brother's nakedness. Ganymede's nude form is not licentiousness, but art, a public service, no stranger than an Aphrodite in a fountain, and certainly nothing unfamiliar to his sister or the rest of this company. The Salon de Sade may have been judged inappropriate for the princess when the pair were growing up. Not so this young Adonis. Besides, excepting myself, all the people present here have enjoyed the Duke to some degree, whether completely, as Ando does, or the single night which the King of Spain will doubtless regret to his grave. Our apologies, Princess. Cosella had to push the Anonymous away, prying his hands from her bodice and holding them in forced and modest friendship. It's quite all right, Danae answered, adjusting the front of her glittering kimono where the weight of her brother's head threatened to bear too much of her chest. I know how Le Comte misses you between meetings. Her Excellency Chair Cosella settled on her own sofa, and the Comte Déguisé squeezed as close beside her as the framework of her dress allowed. The lust in his eyes bordered on starvation, but to spare Danae, he confined himself to stroking Cosella's fingers, where the wedding ring drowned amid more dazzling period jewels. Drop this farce, Mycroft. I know who thy Anonymous is. All the world knows. Save the trouble and call him by his name. Never, reader. The illustrious title of Anonymous has passed from virtuoso to apprentice virtuoso for 7 generations. Earth's most influential voice for so long that even Ganymede considers theirs a noble line. Tradition lets each Anonymous reveal the identity of their predecessor's predecessor upon their death, so Earth may decide whether to honor the body in the Pantheon. But to reveal an Anonymous while still alive? Unforgivable. As you know, disaster forced the unmasking of this Anonymous, but I shall not strip the holder of his regal title in my history a moment sooner. Well, Madame's delighted eyes counted the company in their circle, like a collector making inventory of her shelves. The Emperor, then Headmaster Felix Faust alone in his armchair, Ando and Danae enjoying sparkling Ganymede, Chair Cosella and the hungry-eyed Anonymous, and last, the somber King of Spain. It is a living 7-10 list, this vista, save that His Royal Highness is a more refined presence than Europe's second-choice Prime Minister, Casimir Perry. Now that our little company is complete, Madame began, Headmaster, would you care to begin the meeting? You called it.
Thank you, Madame. And to the rest of you, thank you for coming. Though I've a feeling Caesar would have called a meeting if I hadn't.
Mason nodded.
What's your business, Felix? Something I've been meaning to say to the director and princess for some time, though I suspect it's something some of the rest of you have been wanting to get off your chest as well.
He paused for a smile, the wrinkles of his almost 80 years lending him a jovial warmth.
Do you mind, dear Danae, if I speak frankly?
Of course. You must speak frankly, Felix.
We're all his family here in Madame Salon. We must keep nothing from each other. In that case, my dear, he cleared his throat, what I have to say is this. Keep your revolting little monstrosities to yourself, bitch. Felix, 10 of the things you've picked up, and now you're sending them out to fix on the rest of us like leeches. Masami at Black Sakura, Toshi in the censor's office, Hiroaki inside the CFB, Sora with the humanist praetor at Romanova, Michi with Casimir Perry, another one, Jun, applied to my institute of all things, and I heard about another, Ran, was it, applying at the Duke's offices? Even your brother had the good sense to send the creature packing. Ganymede's voice dripped poison. No one speaks like this to my sister, Felix. Faust almost laughed. I note you didn't deny it was good sense sending the creature packing. Even the Duke agrees. If the pair of you, he nodded to Andor, want to surround yourselves with bizarre, inhuman life forms, that's your business, but don't send them after the rest of us. Hotaka Ando Mitsubishi's black haori and hakama already made him grimmer than the rest in their French damasks. Now his face did too. I recommend, Headmaster, that you not speak of the Mitsubishi House's barkids in such terms. Headmaster Faust's eyes traced the room. The rest of you don't realize, do you, what those kids are? They're set-sets, every one of them. Tank-reared, psycho-engineered, drug-enhanced, living computers. Fresh tears brightened the jewels of Danae's eyes. No, they aren't. Oh, yes, they are. You think I can't trace a pedigree? Not that I need to. You went so far as to knit them all little brillist cold sweaters so they can flaunt it. 1-2-16-17-2-2-20-20. Does that sound like a set that would exist in nature? Felix, please. Cousin Chair Kosala cut in with her most calming voice. Don't you start, Briar. This is entirely your fault. My fault. You and Lorelei Cook. Don't think I don't know about that, too. It's admirable, Briar, trying to sabotage set-set breeders. Felix, I don't... Oh, yes, you do. You may not have done it yourself, but you're happy enough to leave Lorelei Cook in office, putting nurturists in every position they can. We're all here, Briar. One word from you. I don't think the head of the nurturist faction should be Romanova's Minister of Education, and the lot of us together could oust them in a heartbeat. But you won't ask for that, because you smile just as much as Cookie every time a set-set facility goes under. Don't get me wrong, I smile too, but you have to be responsible about it. You can't break up the nursery bashes when the things are already 8 years old and assume your fosterage programs will turn them into human beings. Kosala had to push aside the Anonymous's attempt at an ill-timed kiss. Then the 10 bar kids are unfinished set-sets. Ando and Danae hunted through your orphanages to reunite the whole batch. You know how Mitsubishi love to snap up set-sets when they see profit in it, but one thing those kids aren't is human beings, and they never will be. No cuddly foster program will fix that, Briar, not at 8 years old. Those are not human brains anymore. They don't grow and develop, and they don't get well. A whale can grow and develop. Mycroft Canner can grow and develop. Genetic constructs like His Grace and the Princesse, Faust nodded to the Golden Twins. They can grow and develop, based on the genes Madame picked, but with infinite variety in what they can become. But a set-set can't. I don't know how much more clearly I can say it. Briar Kosala tried to make her frown a gentle one. Felix, A pause as one of her lover's touches hit home. I do share some of your opinions about set-set training, but a bonsai tree is still... I wish people would stop using that comparison, the headmaster rolled his eyes. It's nothing like a bonsai tree. Bonsai trees grow. It's not even an artificial intelligence. Those grow too. It's a set-set. He punctuated the phrase with pauses. They pick the developmental level they want on each scale of the set, and they freeze the set in place, 1,
2, 16, 17, 2, 2, 20, 20, lifelong. No growth, no dynamism. It's a corpse with glucose pumping through it. You can make a sculpture of a tree out of metal, or glass, or wood, but using wood doesn't make your sculpture a tree. It makes it a tree-shaped artificial object made out of the hacked-up pieces of a dead tree. Brain tissue is a very convenient material to make a computer out of. It has high information density. It's easy to fuel. And if you grow your brain tissue computer inside a human body, it has lots of ready-made input-output interfaces. But it is not a human being. It's farther than dolphins, farther than chimps, farther than you beasts. And it is not welcome in my institute. Felix, please, the princess cried weakly. You're talking about our children. Tears gilded her alabaster cheeks. Have you seen real alabaster, reader? Translucent and somehow warm and cold at once, like sun through snow. They lost their bash because of what Briar and Cookie did. Bringing them together again was what they wanted. Faust's face did not lighten. And if they happen to be perfect tools to help you against the rest of us, that's just coincidence? Friends, please, Madame intervened at last, hiding her expression behind today's silver inlaid fan. Kindly stay civil in the presence of ladies. Of course, Madame. Ando did not show anger in his face or tone, but his hands on Ganymede's buttocks grew firm enough to make the Duke wince. You are talking about my children, Faust. Are they to be denied careers in the highest levels because of their background? Faust crossed his arms. In my hive, absolutely. If the rest of you have any sense, you'll keep them out of yours too. What type of Setsets are they? The Emperor asked flatly. They aren't, the princess cried, all tears. Felix himself admitted they're unfinished Setsets, only 8 years of training, not enough. They're not any kind of Setset. All their poor powers incomplete, and they were scattered all across the earth. It's cruel. But what kind would they have been? Caesar pressed. Cartesian? Mnemonic? Flash? Don't mistake, Princess, I support protecting the rights of Bashes to raise children as they choose, but I am curious. Through this, Caesar was still enjoying the contours of Madame's neck. I believe the term would have been accelerated Setsets. Faust spat as if it were profanity. It's a new kind. This Bash, if you can call it that, was a first attempt. I skimmed the case notes. They would have been something between mnemonic and flesh. You know how adrenaline and fight-or-flight reactions enhance processing and memory? Grossly oversimplified, this was trying to make that hyper-focus permanent. When finished, the children would have experienced the world in slow motion. Imagine how impossible to watch a movie or enjoy a conversation when it all seems like slow motion. Talk about crippling a child's ability to participate in and interface naturally and productively with the world at large. These last words, quoted from the Nurturist Eighth Law, made even touch-distracted Ganymede look up. The Anonymous took a long breath, enjoying Casale's scent, before he broke his silence. Minister Lorelei Cook was on Sugiyama's 710 list. Is this why? Mama and Papa Mitsubishi exchanged fast glances. Quite possibly. Masami knows that Briar and Minister Cook conspired to break up their birth bash. I wouldn't be surprised if they mentioned it to Sugiyama-sensei. But Cook wasn't on Masami's own list. The Anonymous nodded. No. If Masami themselves had published about it, I'm sure their background would have come out. But I do imagine an unfinished Setset might hold a grudge. Was Masami trying to manipulate Sugiyama into aiding some kind of revenge? Duke Ganymede laughed now, the motion jiggling his sister's chest. So it's not just Spain, Ando, and me.
Even our Briar has something to gain from silencing Sugiyama's 710 list.